poll, Nevada turns away from Democrats post-Kavanaugh. By Sean Moran on October 15, 2018. Republicans have surged in several key Nevada races, including Senator Dean Heller's, RNV, campaign, according to a poll released on Monday. Senator Heller leads Representative Jackie Rosen, DNV, by 7 points, 48-41%, in an Emerson College poll. 8% of Nevadans remain undecided, and the margin of error is 4.2 points, which puts Heller's lead above the margin of error. The Nevada Senate candidates both have polarizing favorability numbers. 42% of Nevadans have a favorable opinion of Senator Heller, compared to 46% of Nevadans who have a negative view of the Nevada Republican. Rep. Rosen has a 45% unfavorable rating and a 44% favorable rating. Heller's Senate seat serves as one of the most contentious Senate seats that Republicans hope to hold in the November midterm elections. Previous polls from the New York Times and NBC News have put Heller only ahead by 2 points. And the Real Clear Politics polling average has put Heller's re-election campaign ahead of Rosen by 1.7 points. In the Nevada governor's race, Republican Adam Laxalt leads Democrat Steve Sisolak by 5 points, which puts Laxalt's lead beyond the survey's 4.2% margin of error. 11% of Nevadans remain undecided. Meanwhile, in Nevada's 3rd congressional district race, Democrat Susie Lee leads Nevada businessman Danny Tarkanian by only 2 points. 18% of Nevadans remain undecided, and the poll has a 7.6 point margin of error, making the race a virtual dead heat. On Breitbart News Saturday, Tarkanian said his congressional race represents the best chance to take back a Democrat seat, which would make it even harder for Democrats to retake the House. Democrats need to gain 24 seats in the midterm elections to achieve a one-seat majority. Nancy Pelosi helped recruit her to run. She's raised her millions of dollars. She's raised twice as much money as the incumbent race for the last election, Tarkanian said. Tarkanian explained that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, helped build Rep. Rosen's campaign from the ground up. In other Nevada congressional races, Representative Mark Amodi leads by 23%, while his opponent, Clint Coble, has 16% support in Nevada's 2nd District. In Nevada's 4th District, Democrat Stephen Horsford has 36% support, while Republican Crescent Hardy has 34% support, and 23% of voters remain undecided. The margin of error is 8.1%. Former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus recently contended that the Kavanaugh effect will give Republicans an extra boost in the midterm elections. Something incredible has happened over the last couple of weeks, and it's called the Kavanaugh effect on Republican voters, said Priebus. Before Kavanaugh, Democrats were at a 10, in enthusiasm, to defeat Trump. Republicans were at like a 6. They were happy with the economy, Priebus added. They were happy with the wins that we had. But they weren't at the level they needed to be. Well, now they are at a 10. So the effect is the Democrats didn't go above 10. They are at 10. And now, the Republicans are at a 10. And so you get the juice that you need to run the machinery.